Deadpool and Wolverine. I think the title alone is going to dictate for most people whether or not they rush out and see the movie right away in the theater, or if they are not going to care less about it. But either way, I'm here to give you the highs and lows of this film and my thoughts, my review today on You're Watching a Movie with Silas Lindenstein.
You're watching a movie with Silas.
I'm going to be honest. I haven't been a big Deadpool fan for some strange reasons. Apparently I've been told this, but I've never hated Deadpool. I'm not a big fan of the gratuitous violence that he brings forth in his movies, but it's the thing that I don't like about it is the trademark thing that everyone loves. I don't like the breaking of the fourth wall constantly, continuously throughout the movie. That's in part one, part two, and this latest iteration, Deadpool and Wolverine. It's annoying. It just annoys the heck out of me. And I didn't know what I told to the PR people walking into the film was, I have no idea if I'm going to be super annoyed by this film or not. Why it's odd to me is that I really like the TV series She-Hulk, which did it. And I was fine with it there. And at the end of the movie, I think what I came to was I like that device in a 30-minute comedy, not in a full feature-length film. I think that's it. And it's not even to say I didn't like the movie. I just found that part super annoying. In fact, I was so riveted by the actual plot of the movie that it irritated me even more. Because as they would break out to make Ryan Reynolds, Deadpool, and very much often it seemed like Ryan Reynolds just wanted to make a crack. I wanted them to shut up so I could hear the story and continue on and quit reminding me that I'm watching a movie. I know I'm watching a movie. I'm not an idiot. Yes. Maybe I should just get over that. Of course, I'm watching a movie. I know I'm watching a movie, but I just don't like being reminded of it. And when the constant call outs to Disney and Marvel and things that don't make coherent sense if you were trying to talk to these characters in this given circumstances, when that keeps happening, and by the way, you are the only character that does it, I am distracted and I can't fully invest into the story. I can't give myself into that. However, if it's a thing that does not bother you at all and you in fact like it and want to see more of that, you are going to think this movie rocks. You absolutely will. I got swept away in it despite me not even liking that format, that twist to it. I got caught up, and I will say I have credit to the story. The story, I think, is super compelling. The characters are interesting. But Deadpool just annoys me. That's the thing. And it's called Deadpool and Wolverine, not even Wolverine and Deadpool. So you know that Deadpool's the focus of this, right? So that makes it a little more challenging. But let's break it down for you. Deadpool and Wolverine, rated R, action comedy, 2 hours and 7 minutes. Gotta say, that goes by really quick. Pretty happy about that. Written by Sean Levy, the director of the movie. And he wrote it along with Ryan Reynolds, Rhett Reese, Paul Wernick, and Zeb Wells. And yeah, directed by Sean Levy. The cast, Ryan Reynolds, Hugh Jackman, Emma Corrin, and Matthew McFadden. I think McFadden. The story. Here's funny. If you look at IMDb, here's what they put as the story. Wolverine is recovering from his injuries when he crosses paths with loudmouth Deadpool. They team up to defeat a common enemy. Pretty boring, right? And probably didn't want to give away much. I would think they would give enough away from the trailer, and they would put that in the description. But I also got to say that description's not entirely accurate. Like, why are you not even telling him what the movie's about? The movie is really about Deadpool wanting to be more, feeling like what he has done is not enough for a variety of reasons, and he wants to be important, and not just to himself, to the world, and to somebody special, right? So he tries to join, he wants to join the Avengers and become part of there. Is that on his Earth or another Earth? I'm not sure completely. I'm just not, because I thought it was, I thought Deadpool was on Earth 616, which is the Prime universe, and that he went over to this other one and escaped. But then I read something that said it was the reverse, and so I'm really lost. Problem with multiverse stories, and this is a multiverse story, slightly, kind of, definitely. I will say, if you have not watched the Marvel TV show Loki, I feel like you're going to be lost in this. Because one of the big parts of the movie is the TVA from that series, the time cops of sorts. And with I don't know if they fully explain everything that happens in the film. I don't think they explain it all. I think you kind of need to have seen that show in order to fully get it. However, then I'm thinking, is Deadpool is just for the ultra nerds? He's always calling out Marvel and making jokes. So to get the humor of it, you kind of have to know everything that's going on. So maybe this is a film really geared toward the Marvel geeks, the geeks of Marvel, the geeks of Disney, the geeks of all of it. The more pop culture in general, you know, I think the funnier this film is. So, and that's weird. I can both find something very funny and be annoyed by the product also. I do have that capability. So it is very funny. The callbacks are very funny. It's just, if I had the choice, I would just want to hear the story. Could you, like, I know he's sarcastic. Like, I feel like you could do it in a way without breaking the fourth wall and without always referencing real life and just tell these stories. I don't know why that's a necessary part of Deadpool, but maybe one of you can explain to me and why I'm deeply wrong. So the best things about this film, obviously what I've said, the story, the acting, Ryan Reynolds is terrific. Hugh Jackman is terrific. Emma Corrin's terrific. And the whole cast is pretty wonderful. Number two, along with the great acting from the surprises. There are surprise cameos. There are surprise parts in it, not just cameos, but full on parts. They are surprising. And again, the more you know about the universes, the MCU and maybe the pre-MCU Marvel stuff and other things, the better these are going to be for you, these surprises. So the more you know, the better this is. And I had to explain to my wife later when I was telling her about something, an appearance of one of the characters, why that was extra funny or good. So it's, yeah, but these cameos and guest appearances that do not appear on the trailer are absolutely wonderful. And I can't imagine this film without them. The film builds around them so much. It's impressive that they've hid them for so long. And I'm not going to go and spoil it for you right now. You can go out there and find that if you want, but I think you should do yourself a favor and hold back and just let yourself enjoy it. Just enjoy it. Just enjoy the surprise. It's delightful. Then I'll say the action on it. I think the stunts are done really well. I think the special effects are great. Just runs through there. It's good action comedy. Good action comedy. Like, you're there. You're going with it. What hurts it, the worst of this, like I said, the breaking the fourth wall. And I think fundamentally why I say that's the worst is because it doesn't let me fully invest when you keep cracking jokes. I mean, that has been a complaint about the Marvel, the Whedon canonization of the Marvel Universe, while it was funny and good the first one, but every time there's a serious moment, cracking a joke makes you not feel as deeply. And they've done that more and more. And this is just the ultimate use of that, right? Let me sit in some feelings so that it can stay memorable. Because as I said, I didn't remember the last films. I really had no clue. Like, I've watched the last first two. I watched them late. I wasn't that into seeing them, but I did eventually watch them. But I can't tell you anything about them. I mean, a couple things, but they're just not that memorable to me. I just don't think doing those things doesn't make it stick in my brain. Are you like that too? Or am I the weird one? I'm fine being the weird one. But those are my big complaints about the film. And probably the fact that you probably have to know other stuff about it as a film. I think films should try to stand on their own, really. Even a trilogy. This is like the third of a trilogy. I feel like you should stand on your own. So find a way to bring in the exposition from what has happened, just a couple lines to catch everybody up. Everyone knows not to talk to me during a movie, but I worry about the people in front of people who turn and go, hey, what's that? Who's that from? And someone having to go, oh, that's from the Marvel show Loki, they're time cops. And them being in front of me, like I was, if I was a regular person, not at a press screening, that drives me crazy. And they're just setting that up to happen. And when I eventually, my oldest daughter wants to see it, and I have to pause to explain to her each thing, that irritates me. Just tell it in the story. A couple things I think you should know about it. One, I just think it's funny. I thought the movie was called Deadpool versus Wolverine for the longest time. And it's not until I started doing this review, I thought it was Deadpool versus Wolverine, but it's Deadpool and Wolverine, which does either title, I think, actually fits, but this does fit a little bit more. So I like that. I think you should know to stay all the way to the very end. It's worth it. They have a worth it ending at the very end of credits. I think it's the very end. Pretty positive. But stay. Watch them. You'll know when you see it. The lessons of the film. This is challenging. Building out a lesson from this action comedy. I think there's a lot to say about being your best. And also accepting who you are at the same time. Don't try to be your best for somebody else. Be your best for you. And, you know, and like all superhero films, like fighting for what's right, fighting for what's important, no matter how you are, how you're perceived. Help people and not just yourself. You know, common superhero themes. And yeah, is it rewatchable? I don't know. I think I would watch it. I'd watch it with somebody, maybe see if they think it's funny, like how much they get the jokes in there. I could see that. I think if I wasn't watching with a bunch of critics with a bunch of just regular people who want to just have a good time, I might enjoy that more. I think there'd be a lot more laughter in there in the audience. So I might rewatch it with a crowd so that I can hear what kind of soul this film actually has. But it's not a film I'm probably ever going to try and watch again on my own. So that brings me to my verdict on it. Do I give this, you know my 3-scale system, love it, like it, or lose it. What do I give it? What do I give it? I did not love it. I did not lose it. I did not say you need to skip this one. I don't think you need to see it. It's not going to change your life. But I got to say, if you're a Marvel fan, does this add to the story of what's going on? The main story? I don't know, but there's a chance. There's a chance. I won't know for a couple years here whether this does fit in, because there is a chance that this could be important. They said a couple lines in there that were interesting in that sense. But I think I am going to give it a like it, because I was really compelled by the story. I did feel like that was interesting, and I can almost take out a bunch of the jokes. Like, I can like you and you annoy me. Like, that's friendship, right? So maybe I can be friends with Deadpool, but we're not going to date. Huh? Maybe that is that a good compromise? So I give a like it. I don't know. People make fun of me if I do a like it minus, but I'll just give it a like it. I did. Look, there's another movie I had that I just said like it for, and I raved about it, and then I just gave it a like it in the end. So this is similar vein. I'm complaining about this a whole lot, but still giving it a like it, because it's okay. I had good company to see it, and it's nice seeing Hugh Jackman in the wonderful yellow Wolverine suit, which is completely explained and makes complete sense for this film. Because there's multiverses. Again, can't do a film without a multiverse. Though there's a line in the film that indicates that they know that it's tiresome. So maybe it's going to be ending. So who knows? Who knows how much is this film involved with the others? I don't quite know yet. But I should note as well that there were signs that this might be the last Deadpool film in it. And I don't know if Ryan Reynolds is done with it completely or not. I don't know. I think Hugh Jackman is pretty incredible for continuing this. I think he's done so many appearances now as Wolverine, right? More than any other character. Has to be. So there's elements that if you are a Marvel fan, you got to go see this film. That's just part of it. You just got to go sit through and see if you enjoy it. All right. So that's it. That's my review. I wish I could talk more about this, but like almost everything in it is a surprise, and I don't want to take away from anybody's enjoyment, but enjoy this story. It's grab some popcorn. Grab some popcorn and prepare to enjoy a movie, not a film. It's a movie. You're just going to enjoy it and laugh and go off and say that was a good time. And then maybe in 3 months, you're going to forget this film existed. Occasionally you'll pop up on Comic-Con and say from Deadpool and Wolverine. And you're like, oh yeah, I remember that film. This is how I felt about it. That's as far as you're going. Is this going to win an Oscar? No. No, it will not. Ryan Reynolds did do a good job. Maybe People's Choice? Maybe? MTV Movie Award? I don't know. There's good chemistry between the two. They're obviously friends. Anyway, I could just keep talking and talking, but so I don't want to do that. But I do want to know from you, did you agree or disagree with my review? What did you think? Are you a Deadpool fan? X-Men fan? What did you think of the movie? Tell me in the comments, okay? Do that and like and subscribe to the podcast or the video cast. Do that for me, please. And thank you for doing that. But mostly, I want to thank you for watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein.
You're watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein in the theaters, you find this. So go on and press play and rewind this. This speech that is timeless. Love it like it or we lose it, can't find it. And we ain't keen on being reminded about the film if it isn't tough. We spend a lot of time at the cinema. It's just me and my friends, we watch plenty stuff. For movies, yeah, I've been above. Yeah.
more. No, for me, don't make a difference. Love them.
You're watching the movie with silence. When it's dying in the theaters, you find this. Yeah. So go on and press play and rewind this. This beat shit is timeless. Love it like it or we lose it, can't find it. And we ain't keen on being reminded. But the film, if it didn't hit, no, gotta lose it. Watch movies with my friends, bringing joy, that's the blueprint. So come on and let's do this. Yeah. Leave pain behind us. And relax your mind, come watch a movie with silence. Yeah. Yeah.